Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series, April, Week 3, Abundance. So let's settle into this time of meditation. If you can do so safely, close your eyes and rest comfortably in the chair in which you are sitting. Sit with your back straight, hands folded in your lap, feet on the floor. If you prefer to sit in the lotus position, that's fine too. Take a moment to rest your entire body. With a deep breath in and letting go of any tension in any of your muscles. Breathing in and relieving any tension. Feel a wave of relaxation come over you from head to toe. Relaxing your shoulders as they drop from your ears. Relaxing your arms as they rest comfortably. Relaxing your torso, your internal organs. Feel the wave of relaxation. Relaxing your hips and lower back. The wave of relaxation continuing down your legs, past your knees, your lower legs, relaxing your legs and feet, seeing it all relaxed, feeling relaxed. The wave of relaxation also relaxes your mind, allowing any mind chatter to simply float away. Allowing your thoughts to drift by like passing clouds, knowing you can come back to them after this time of meditation. Feeling centered, feeling relaxed. Let's begin with someone in which you are grateful for. Bring that person to mind. Get a clear image of their presence. Feel their energy. Feel their presence. And bring your attention in this person down into your heart center. Feel the gratitude, feel the love growing and building in your heart. Perhaps it brings a smile to your face. Allow that grateful energy to expand outward. Feel it pulsing with every beat of your heart through your entire body. Grateful, loving energy, being that gratitude radiator. Feel your fingers and toes tingle with this beautiful energy. As you continue to radiate it out into your world, this grateful energy blesses all those that you touch, come in contact with, say hello to today. You are the powerful gratitude radiator, enriching your life and the lives of those around you. You are full of abundant energy. You are abundantly full of gratitude now. There is a mountain of abundance in our lives. We live in an abundant world. As we go through our lives, it might not always appear that abundance is all around us. But when we stop and turn within and really look, we are beautifully blessed with abundance. We are blessed with an abundant God who showers us with blessings of abundance in all areas of our lives at all times. Through our meditation, we heighten our connection to God, however you call your God, and all the abundance. We have an abundant relationship with our God. Our spiritual nature is blessed with this abundance. Our minds are abundantly full of prosperous ideas, ideas of wealth and income, ideas of prosperity, charity, generosity. A world of thoughts is within our heads, within our minds. Tune your thoughts to abundance, of pure potentiality, of all possibilities. We live in an abundant world. There's an abundance of air in which we breathe. There's an abundance of light in which we see. There's an abundance of trees and grass, birds and animals, all around us. We see abundance and experience abundance. We have an abundance of health in our body. Even when you may be experiencing a physical challenge, an illness, your body is still abundant in the number of healthy cells versus the number of unhealthy cells. An abundance of positive energy, always radiating in and through your body. So as we acknowledge abundance in all areas of our lives, it is easy to see that we live in an abundant world. Abundance of spirit, abundance of mind, and abundance of body. Mind, body, and spirit. Full of abundant thinking, action, and emotion. Let's focus on our abundant world through a moment of silence. Yes. Abundance. As we acknowledge all the abundance in our lives, now let's be grateful for all that we have, all that we experience, all the abundance in our lives. You can say thank you. You can say thank you, God. However you choose to express your gratitude, express it often. For it is one thing to acknowledge our abundance. It is another to be grateful for it, to be thankful. For as we become thankful and grateful for our abundance, we begin to enact the law of attraction. For as we radiate out our gratitude for all that's in our lives, we send out those positive energy to attract back to us more in which to be grateful for. So you may find yourself in a financial challenge, needing some extra income to pay your income taxes or another bill. Rather than focus on the lack of money, be grateful for the $5 in your wallet, or grateful for the money in your bank account, or grateful for your job or employment that is bringing the next paycheck. Being grateful for what you have enacts the law of attraction to bring more of that to you. In this way, we are focusing on the abundance. Even though it may appear there's a lack of abundance to pay a certain bill, but there is plenty of abundance within the world to be grateful for. There's a plenty of abundance which you already have. And the temporary condition of lack of a certain amount of dollars does not mean there is not abundance in your life and in the world. And it does not mean that that abundance is not coming to you. Through being grateful for what you have, you open up your energy, your being, to receive more. Rather than having a tight fist around the stack of cash you have, you open your fist, look at your cash, and be grateful for it. And through the gratitude, you become more open to attracting more money into your life. So then be grateful for that side job that comes along, or the unexpected income in the mail. Express your gratitude for finding the penny on the ground, for the unexpected windfalls that come into your life. You see, the cycle of gratitude creates that vortex of incoming things in which to be grateful for. So our expression of gratitude for abundance is key, most important, for keeping the abundance flowing in our lives. If you ever become stuck and cannot find something abundant in your life, simply stop and breathe. You just utilized several hundreds of thousands of oxygen molecules through your lungs to fuel your body. And when you focus on that abundance of air, of oxygen, that is readily available to you, you can find something else in your life that has abundance. So by starting with the breath, acknowledge and be grateful for the abundance in your life. And let's say, be grateful for the abundance of our lives through a moment of silence. God. Thank you, God, for all the abundance in our lives. Thank you, God, for your abundant blessings that flow to us with ease and grace as we are open and receptive to receive them. We acknowledge the abundance of our beating heart and the blood and oxygen energizing our body. We acknowledge the abundance of love and joy and gratitude that blesses our mind, body, and spirit. We acknowledge and are grateful for the abundant lives in which we live, full of prosperity, full of joy, full of peace. As we go through our lives today and every day, we give thanks to you, God, for all the little things and all the big things in our lives. For we know as we are grateful, we are giving thanks to you and your energy and your positive influence in our lives. And with that, we are blessed. And we say thank you, God, and amen. Abundance and gratitude go hand in hand. Acknowledge your abundance. See it all around you. And be grateful for what you have. Through the gratitude, the law of attraction brings more in which to be grateful for. We are ever so blessed. Sometimes the ego or the outward appearances pulls the wool over our eyes and we become afraid. When this happens, simply turn within. Take a breath. Feel the abundant air and find the abundance in your life. and express gratitude for it. So as we begin to bring this time of meditation to a close, we acknowledge all the abundance in our life, mind, body, and spirit, abundantly blessed. We know that we can always return to our abundance simply by returning within unto our heart center, touching on the abundance within, being grateful for it, and expressing it in our lives. So gently and slowly, step back, step up from this time of meditation, raising your consciousness from the meditative state to the awake, alert, alive, enthusiastic state of vibrant health, bringing back with you all those feelings of gratitude, all the abundance in your life. Bring it back with you as you slowly ascend the stairway of consciousness, becoming more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, ready to approach this day with love and joy. So when you are ready, gently open your eyes with love in your heart and a grateful smile on your face. Grateful for taking this time to commune more deeply with your soul, with your God, to enhance your mind, body, and spirit through this time of meditation. We've connected on a deeper level, become more attuned with the abundance in your life. I'm grateful for sharing this time with you. Grateful to share this journey of gratitude. For more information about gratitude, visit our website at The Grateful Universe. Find us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe, that is. Our website will be BelieveInGratitude.net, where you can find creative ways to have a grateful day. You can sign up for big groups, where we have our gratitude masterminding, as well as in-depth study on today's topic. The topic of the week. Each week has a theme based on the Gems of Gratitude series, and the gems are the first stones for each month, and each stone has energy characteristics that provide the theme for our meditation and the theme for our big groups. Big groups meet online in a virtual classroom, where we begin by having in-depth teaching on the segment for the week. And we have our gratitude masterminding, which is each person in attendance shares something which they're grateful for. And then their abundance in their life. And then each person shares two or three goals for their week, things they want to achieve and accomplish. And then each goal is supported by a member of a gratitude group to affirm and acknowledge your success and achievement. So the big groups with the gratitude masterminding is a great way to stay connected in gratitude, to continue on your grateful path through life. So we appreciate and are grateful for sharing the gratitude with you. We encourage you to express gratitude constantly throughout every moment of the day. Find us on Facebook at Believe in Gratitude or The Achievement Process, our sister site, to achieve your heart's desires. So as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big no matter what size you are. Be grateful and have a grateful day.